From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Andrew Meldrum is an American journalist who made a career out of covering Zimbabwe. He was there from the time that the Southern African nation emerged from colonial rule as Southern Rhodesia after a war between liberation groups and a white minority government. He worked out of the capital city of Harare, formerly Salisbury, reporting for the British daily paper The Guardian. And he was still at it 23 years later, until last Friday. That's when he was expelled, having been accused of working to topple the government of Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe. Andrew Meldrum joins us now from London. And first, your wife has said that you told her when you were expelled you were abused by the immigration officials who took you to the airport. What did they do to you?
They physically picked me up and pushed me into the car. They dragged me. But then when the car sped off, they took a jacket and put it over my head, holding it around my neck like a hood. They thumped me on the back and said, "The time for games are over." This was very chilling and frightening for me, because I had interviewed several people in the past few months, including opposition members of parliament, who, when they had a hood put over their head and were driven away, they were taken to rural police stations, taken to the basement, they were beaten, they were shocked into convulsions by electric shock, and it was a very frightening prospect for me, because I thought that's what was going to happen to me.
Now, over the past year or so, you had been charged with filing a false story, taken to court, acquitted, then you'd been criticized in the papers. This couldn't have come as a complete surprise to you.
No, it wasn't a complete surprise at all. It was expected. There was a court order which said that I had the constitutional right to stay in the country because I held a valid residence permit, and the government agents who were holding me, despite being informed of the court order, said they don't care about any court order. They were going to get me out of the country no matter what.
I wonder if you can take us back to the early 1980s when you began covering Zimbabwe. Do you recall that as a time of great promise for the country?
A time of great promise, a time when everything was infused with great optimism and hope. Zimbabwe had become a multiracial democracy. The average black Zimbabwean, their life was improving dramatically through health, education, and minimum wages. And everybody seemed to be working together to make things better. And it was very exciting.
And today?
Today, almost all of the positive things I've just mentioned are now negatives. In his drive to stay in power, Robert Mugabe has smashed the opposition, seized white farms, destroyed the country's agricultural base. It's a very difficult life in Zimbabwe today.
Is there any particular moment or event that you look back upon at some point in the past 23 years and say, that's when Robert Mugabe, the gifted young president of Zimbabwe, turned into Robert Mugabe, the autocrat who would be willing to see the country go down the tube so long as he was still president?
Yes, I do. I think that it was the constitutional referendum in February 2000. Civic society, many trade unions, church groups, women's groups had worked together to press Mr. Mugabe because they were not happy with his rule. And they didn't make it a personal thing. They said, "We need a better constitution." Mugabe went along with that, but then he co-opted the process. He's a very clever and crafty politician. He co-opted the constitutional process and got a document drafted that actually increased his powers. Then when he took it to the polls, they rejected it. Within 2 weeks, he sent his war veterans in to seize white farms. And that's really when the spiral of the country's economy and also the rule of law started going down.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to try to get back into Zimbabwe? Might the courts have sufficient weight there to possibly override this action by the government? Or are you now pretty well locked out of the country so long as Robert Mugabe is in power?
My lawyer is, as we speak, filing an order to have the action against me declared illegal. I think, frankly, that immigration would just ignore whatever order she may get and would not let me back in. But what I do hope to do is relocate in South Africa and use that as a listening post to cover Zimbabwe. And then as soon as there is a transitional process which will take the country to democratic elections, I hope to be in there to cover those elections.
Andrew Meldrum, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Journalist Andrew Meldrum of The Guardian newspaper spoke to us from London. He was the last foreign journalist left inside Zimbabwe until this Friday, when he was expelled after covering the country for the past 23 years.